Okay, so I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to just start breathing. Because I want to see if this can work, because I want us to enjoy some music, but if it's not going to, we'll just do it in silence, which is fine. And I'm going to just go back to meeting everybody. And meanwhile, just wait for me. Okay. Okay, so everybody's muted. I'm now going to share the screen again. And you should be hearing some form of music very lightly. Still having troubles hearing. So closing your eyes again. And breathing. And feeling everything that's been picked up with you energetically. Stop the share, so you might be able to hear it lightly from behind me. And if there's still a problem there hearing me, just write into chat. Otherwise, we're going to go into the meditation now. Okay, so closing your eyes, breathing deeply. And knowing there's a reason you came today. Feeling the weight of your body in your chair. Feeling your abdomen, your womb, or your sacred phallus. Feeling the center of Mother Earth and asking her to receive your grounding and send a grounding trunk from the whole circumference of your abdomen all the way down through to the core. See the roots of your grounding trunk. Grasp the core of Mother Earth and feel the energy of Mother Earth surging all the way up the grounding trunk, up your root, up your chakras, blessing them, out your crown into your auric field. Feeling now the central sun out in the cosmos, shining light. Invite a ray of that light to come all the way through the cosmos, through our solar system, through our sun, through our sky, down into your crown, down your central channel, blessing all your chakras, down around your feet and into your auric field. And we're calling on Mother Divine to protect us in this journey. Connecting more and more and more with your breath. Feeling your body. Perhaps having your attention in your third eye. And sensing now that you are in a splendorous meadow. Perhaps it's a meadow of green, or perhaps it's a meadow where the grasses are already yellow straw. The tufts are lightly flicking in the wind, light wind. The sky is a bright robin's egg blue. The sun is beautiful and warm. The air temperature is just right. Notice whether there are clouds, sounds of birds, or sounds of wind. And just stretch out your hands like you are Maria from the Sound of Music, and just see it 360 degrees all around you. And at some point, you notice that there is a forest out in the distance. Ah, a forest. And you begin to walk toward that forest. It's very easy. Maybe you're passing by flowers or buttercups or bees. Maybe you're seeing crawling creatures or snakes or other kinds of four-leggeds who are looking at you curiously or scampering away. Crawling creatures, as you continue coming toward the forest. As you come toward the forest, you notice that the trees are getting taller. And notice, what kind of a forest is this? What kind of trees are you starting to see there? Ones you're familiar with, or maybe ones you're not? And you notice that as you're coming closer, there are two trees, perhaps 5 feet apart, that stand and seem to be the guardians of this forest. And you come closer and closer, and you realize, ah, I must make an offering at these trees. So you pluck a strand of your hair, one for each tree. You greet the trees as the guardians. You ask them for permission to enter. You tell them that your intention is to honor this domain and to meet your fairy ally. And when you feel the permission, you walk between the trees and you portal into that same place in another dimension. And as you look at the forest, it is now incredibly beautiful, almost unbearably so. The colors are brighter, the sounds are sharper. Perhaps there's the sound all of a sudden of a babbling brook and you can hear the sound of the fairies talking in the overtone of the brook. Perhaps you're hearing bird sounds or bee sounds, and you're now hearing the fairies talking to you through that. Perhaps there are animals, and up ahead, there is a fairy ring of trees, a circle of these specific trees that you're called to work with here. And you can see through two of the trees that in the center is a rock. And there is your fairy ally. And from this distance, you can already start getting a sense of this being. Is it masculine, feminine? Both, neither. You see that this being is waiting for you there, as though it has been waiting for quite some time. And it has a warm look of expectancy about it, even from the distance that you can see. How is this being waiting for you? Perhaps it rises. Perhaps it rises and it comes to the edge of the fairy circle of trees. And it beckons you, come, come, come. It's been a while now. And you begin walking toward your fairy being. And at the edge between those two trees, you take the hand of this being. And this being leads you to the stone and invites you to sit. And just notice now, what do the shoes look like of this being, or the feet? Perhaps there are no shoes. What do the hands look like? What garments is this being wearing? What does the hair look like? And what does the face look like? As much as you can tell now. And feel that this fairy ally is doing the same with you. Perceiving you, co-conjuring, absorbing you, studying you. Perhaps this is your first time meeting. Perhaps you've met before in this lifetime or others. You hold hands and look at each other. You notice each other's bodies, the attitude toward one another. Are you inclined toward one another? Is there a smile, or is there just a distant, knowing glance? And allow this fairy being to take you now to the soft grass next to one of the trees. Perhaps it spreads out a blanket of flowers for both of you to sit on, and because you're in the fifth dimension, they won't get crushed. Perhaps you're going to sit against the tree. And now let this being take your hand or hold you in some kind of way and just sit with each other and breathe. For this union, this reunion has been a long time coming. And just let this happen. Let yourself feel your feelings and feel your feelings for this being. Let yourself receive the energies that this being is sending toward you, the thoughts, the sentiments. Perhaps you're holding hands, perhaps you're sitting next to each other with shoulders touching as you sit against the tree, perhaps you're embracing. Perhaps one of you has a head in the other's lap, stroking hair. And you're just finally breathing and exhaling after a very long time of waiting for this reunion. Just feel the wind stirring. Feel the transmission of energies between you and this fairy ally. Feel the love, whatever type of love it is. And feel the healing that is coming to you from this being, and that this being is receiving from you. Breathing, enjoying the tree that you're near, the sounds, the smells, the creatures, the beat of your own heart. Just bask in this energy, knowing that your fairy friend is basking in it as well. And begin to receive any verbal communication or telepathic communication among the two of you, between the two of you. What is this being conveying to you? What do you wish to convey to it through thoughts? And ask this fairy ally what it is here to help you with. And ask this fairy ally what you can help it with, what it would like from you or you to do. To help it And see that this fairy ally is giving you a gift now. What is it? And now you are giving this fairy ally a gift. What is it? To ask your fairy ally if it would like to share its name with you and receive that now, if it would like to at this time. And now tell this fairy ally your true name. And if you wish now, you can tell your fairy ally that you will communicate with it at least once a day through the end of our march. If you wish to make that commitment. And now, hold each other's hands and look at each other in the eye. Sit upright and stand upright with your ally. And say thank you and feel the thanks from your ally. And communicate to one another, the connection has been made. It's up to us now what we wish to do with it. We know that it will unfold as it is meant to be for our greatest good in the perfect way and at the perfect time. And feel your fairy ally now bringing you to the edge of the fairy ring. You embrace. And you walk through the fairy ring back into the rest of the forest, noticing how even brighter and more spectacular it looks. You walk all the way to the tree portal that you originally entered through. You stand, you look back, you see your fairy friend waving from the fairy ring. You turn now. And you go back through the portal between the two trees. You are back in this world, walking through the meadow again. Splendiferous also in this realm, all the way to the place where you started, which is where you are sitting now. You're going now to breathe three big breaths, inhaling and exhaling. You're going to gently start wiggling your fingers and toes. And you're going to quietly and mindfully take a notebook or a pen and paper. If you don't have it right near you, go get it now, mindfully. And you're going to write down whatever you would like to from that first encounter with your fairy friend